speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, March the 29th, 2019. And people contacting me say, cover the story, cover the story. And it's like, I covered this story about a month ago. And I thought I had. Actually, it's a very similar story. Mainstream media is talking about the SWAT raid against a family because the children were unvaccinated. But it's very similar to a story that I did cover about a month ago, where there was a woman who took her child with a fever that had two other children. So she takes all three children to the doctor. And the doctor gives her some treatment as her child is getting better, feeling fine. The doctor doesn't come, but she goes back home and doesn't have any further care. Say, can I go now? They say, yeah, you can go now. Some of them said. Then they got upset with her. They called CPS. CPS called the police. They took her child away. I reported on this. Now, this is different in the sense that they did an armed SWAT raid, and it happened at the end of February. I'm not really sure if it's the same incident or not. They're so similar that I think it's just gotten attention because you've got a representative and a state representative who's now brought this story out, but all the mainstream media has picked this up. And the Washington Post is now putting this out as kind of a veiled threat to people, saying, mom refused to take her unvaccinated toddler to the hospital for a fever. Armed police officers tore down the door. Oh, yeah. So get your kids vaccinated. We've already banned them from schools. We've banned them from the public spaces. So even if you keep them in your home, you might have an armed SWAT goons kick the door in the wee hours of the morning and drag your kids out. This is the America that we live in. The intolerant, tyrannical America that is being embraced across the board. But CNN says there isn't any news. No news that they want to report. They got Brian Stelter saying, yeah, our ratings are tanking, but it's only because we haven't had any real news in the last couple of weeks. Really? Seriously? No news that they want to report. No news that they are willing to report. They've been promoted by social media as they promoted the Russian hoax, as they promoted censorship against InfoWars and other independent media. But, I mean, just look at the last few days. And we're going to get some updates to some of these stories here. You have the Jussie Smollett, the 16 felony counts just wiped away and the guy's let go. You got Michael Avenatti arrested this week. You have all the stuff that's breaking about the Mueller report. I know they don't want to cover that. You got the 2020 presidential election underway. All this is pointed out by Breitbart in an article here. They run down the list, all the different things that CNN doesn't think are news. An unprecedented surge of the border. The invasion that they want to pretend is not going on. Hundreds of people every day. You got a border agent texting out, we need help. You hear that, President Trump? I'm glad you won over the Russian investigation, but stop letting that continue to distract you. That's not job number one. And they're still got him distracted over this Mueller investigation. Now he's having victory rallies. Great. But it's time to get to work and take care of the number one issue. How about the Democrats voting down their own Green New Deal? Of course, none of that is anything that CNN wants to report. And then, of course, things that are not even listed in the Breitbart article here. Ramping up censorship in the EU. Putting travel restrictions and speech restrictions on everything that people are doing. The glyphosate cancer, two times. We've got cancer clusters around cell phone towers, but we've got 5G is going to roll out anyway. This vaccine story, Obamacare declared dead by the Department of Justice. We've had so much news this week, I haven't been able to cover everything, but we're going to try to fill in the details today. There's gun control news as well. Oh, okay. Well, CNN doesn't want to talk about that. And quite frankly, there's some gun control news that I don't want to talk about because it went the wrong way. But we're going to talk about that as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, March 29th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Even though CNN doesn't think there's any news, and they think that that's the reason their ratings are collapsed, we have a lot of news. A lot of news that CNN doesn't want to talk about. And of course, there's all the Washington soap opera stuff. Michael Avenatti, Jussie Smollett. That's interesting. You could also argue that it's very important what happened with the Mueller investigation being shut down finally. That is important if President Trump does something about it. If he just declares victory and he doesn't put the real criminals in jail, if he doesn't reform the government, if he doesn't stop the censorship that is rolling out, then it's all for nothing, quite frankly. And then, of course, there is the border, which President Trump still hasn't done anything about tangibly. And I understand he's been opposed by his own party, but he has authority as commander-in-chief to use the military to protect our border. He has used the military as these other presidents immediately before him. The authorization for the use of military force. Well, you know, you could even apply that to the United States. One of the bad things about that is that it gave them a blank slate, they claim, to declare that the U.S. is under threat everywhere in the world. And they don't have to have a separate declaration of war to protect the borders of other countries or to overthrow their governments or whatever. Well, as our government is being overthrown here in America, and it is, by massive migration. Folks, if you don't like the censorship, understand, and we'll talk about this today. I had it on my desk yesterday to talk about the fact that the censors, the Silicon Valley censors, the people who have been chosen by the very organizations that went after President Trump and tried to organize a coup against him. These Silicon Valley censors have been chosen as partners to run the census. Now, you know, that's what they used to do in the Roman Empire. You know, the censor was the guy who would create a census for the purpose of taxation. It was a counting of the citizens for the purpose of taxation. We have a census because we're going to count the citizens for the purpose of representation. And if we allow, this is why when the, with all of this stuff that's going on, and especially with all the talk that is being put out there about the Electoral College and about gerrymandering and all this kind of, by the Democrats and say, well, we've got to sue this, we've got to turn it over, we're going to need to make sure the people with the most, they get the most votes win. It's not even the sanctuary states giving the votes to non-citizens. It's counting non-citizens for the purpose of the census. That will inflate their representation in Congress, these sanctuary states, and it will inflate their representation in the Electoral College. And they will get what they want even without changing any laws. If we let these judges, we've had two judges, one of them in California, saying, well, that's going to take away representation from us if we can't count our non-citizens. That's right. And it's going to take representation from the rest of the country if they do count their non-citizens. The non-citizens will be counted as, actually, they are citizens. They're citizens in their home country. They are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here. The Democrats are going to use them to boost their representation in Congress and in the Electoral College. That's what they don't want you to see. That's one of the things CNN's not talking about. Not too many people are talking about that. And, of course, there's a vaccine panic, a fear campaign here in the United States. Oh, look, we got 200 people with measles. And as I've pointed out all week, 99.99% of the people don't have any serious problems from that have measles. It's not like it's Ebola, which they all were telling us, don't worry about Ebola. Yeah, we got these people in Dallas, no problems. Don't worry about it. CDC just brings people like that in. We don't have to worry about that. And we have open borders with immigration. Some people came in with Ebola, so we had the town councilman there in Dallas go to the apartment and lick the walls for us so that we could all see that there's nothing to worry about, except that if you get Ebola, it's not going to be 0.01% of the people who develop serious problems. It's going to be 60 to 80% of the people who die. But we don't understand risk here. If we understood risk, we would pay attention to the study that showed that 5,700 people who got vaccines got seizures. The people who get those seizures, 5% of them get epilepsy for life. That means that about the same number of people that they're freaked out about having measles, which will give them immunity, lifetime immunity, and only 0.01% of them will have any serious problems, which means that probably it's very unlikely that with a population of about 300 people with measles that anybody will have any serious problems. And yet, with all the MMR vaccines, you have about 300 people who will get epilepsy for the rest of their life. But we don't talk about that. Instead, we ban the kids in some jurisdictions now who are not vaccinated with MMR, ban them from the schools. We've banned them in one New York county from public spaces. And now, this story that I covered a month ago is now getting attention when you had the police raid a home and kidnap the kids because the mother had taken the kids to the doctor. They were fine. She said, all right, there's nothing else that needs to be done. My kids need to go home. She takes them home. They find out she's unvaccinated. CPS calls the police. They do a SWAT team raid on it. So now, even if you don't put your kids in public spaces or schools, now you've got the Washington Post bragging about the fact that you could get SWAT teamed. Yeah, we'll get come into your home and drag them out away from you. Maybe that's worth reporting. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the broadcast. Or maybe CNN could talk about the EU clamping down on free speech, clamping down on movement and private cars and so on, eliminating cars completely, demanding that black boxes to track your speed, black boxes to cap your speed be put in the cars. How about the glyphosate cancer? These are issues that affect every single one of us. They affect our health. And they affect our liberty, our life and our liberty. Obamacare declared illegal. Maybe that's worth talking about. We talked about that last week. So we've got a lot of news to cover. We got a massive weather issue. It's not climate change, folks. It's weather change. There is no such thing as Goldilocks weather. Some years you have droughts. Some years you have a lot of snow and rain. This year we had a lot of snow and rain. When you have droughts, you have fires. Oh, yeah, the world is melting and so forth. This year we got lots of rain and snow. It was occasional Cortex and her Green New Deal telling us we're going to have to give up beef. Well, that isn't happening. You're not going to take the beef from us. But the weather is having major effects throughout the Midwest. And that weather is destroying beef. And it's not climate change. It's just weather change. But it is devastating to the people who are there. We're going to talk about the implications for those poor farmers who are suffering from this and how widespread it is. And the implications for you if you like to eat beef. And before we get into gun issues, which I know that CNN doesn't want to talk about, they only want to talk about censorship and they want to talk about impeaching Trump. Other than that, they don't want to talk about anything that affects your life, that affects your liberty. We're going to talk about what's happening with guns. Before we do, real quickly, announcement from WND. I saw this. Joseph Farah, who's the founder of WND, CEO. I've had him on many times to talk about issues of censorship, talk about issues of Christian persecution. They're a Christian libertarian-focused news organization. Joseph Farah, the founder and CEO, has had a major stroke, they announced, And as they say, they are a Christian organization. And when adversity strikes, we strive to remember that God is firmly in charge. They say that after spending several days in the hospital undergoing extensive testing and evaluation, Joseph Farah is now home, resting comfortably and recovering. And so they ask for your prayers. And I know that he would greatly appreciate that. And I know that prayer makes a difference. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with gun control. Trump's bump stock ban went through, and it is an outrage that it did. I know that it's not an important thing. I know it's a gimmick, but so is this banning a gimmick. Transparent and vile pandering to these people. And they're not satisfied. They're coming after ammunition as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have the Supreme Court refusing to block the bump stock ban. Now, this is a case that was brought by Gun Owners of America. I've talked to Larry Pratt about this. He's been on the show. Talked about how they were going to sue to stop this, because although this is not an important device from the standpoint of self-defense, it is kind of a gimmick. It was a fun thing that some shooters did. And yet, it is very important from a principle of regulation standpoint. You have to remember that this was something that had been declared legal by both the George W. Bush and the Obama administration. The ATF had, it's the biggest single ATF seizure of private property in history, write the lawyers for Gun Owners of America. They say it's made even more noxious because all existing bump stocks were manufactured and purchased in accordance with ATF rulings approving their sale. So it has a flavor of ex post facto law to it, doesn't it? And of course, if they can confiscate this, they can do other things. And it has never been regulated by the ATF because it is not part of the firing mechanism. It's an accessory. They've never regulated accessories before. That's why it was legal. And so you had the Gun Owners of America suing them. Chief Justice Roberts denied a request for the court, the Supreme Court, to get involved on Tuesday. And a second request was declined by the court yesterday. Now, this is Chief Justice John Roberts, who, as we've talked about, the legal end to Obamacare that was declared this week. We've had the Justice Department say we're not going to appeal these decisions. We've had two lower court decisions saying Obamacare is done. You had the Congress repeal the penalty, which Chief Justice John Roberts imagined was kind of like a tax. And so because it was kind of like a tax, we could force you to buy private products from corporations. There's no authority in the Constitution for that, but John Roberts can find authority in the Constitution for Obamacare. Through that kind of last-minute prevarication, as I point out, that's come up again this week, not only because of that ruling, but because of a biography about John Roberts, and the people writing it said, and they're not conservatives. These are people, CNN writers. That everybody they've talked to who's looked at this, they want a rationale for Obamacare, but they said everybody we looked at and talked to about this, they said his decisions make absolutely no sense. He's all over the place. He's written opinions on both sides. He was against it before he was for it. He wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion. There's absolutely no coherent legal argument for his position. And, of course, it's been struck down in many ways. It was a fraud in many ways. Fraudulent the way that they stole the money to fund the subsidies. That was the subject of a court case, stealing the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. Fraudulent in the pretense that it was a tax, therefore it was allowed, and on. But John Roberts can find Obamacare in the Constitution, but he can't find the right to keep and bear arms in the Constitution. And again, this is an accessory. An accessory. And when we look at the basis for which this came out, don't forget that this is on the basis of the Las Vegas shooting. One of the dodgiest narratives we've ever gotten from the government after a disaster. After an event like that. Now, I'm not saying nobody died. I believe that people died. As a matter of fact, we played this last week again. The people who claim that we say that nobody ever died with anything, that's what they say. And they pretended that we agreed with them. And we showed you the clip of, I've covered this before. They went after the pastor who lost a daughter down at Texas, Sutherland Springs, Texas, the church there that was shot. I had Mark Collins, who had been the pastor down there at one point in time. I've had him on many times. He is the spitting image of George Washington. It's absolutely amazing. He's the same size, big man. George Washington is a big man. Same size as George Washington. You put a split screen up of the pictures of George Washington's face and his face. I mean, they are identical. And that's what he's got on his business card. He goes around and he holds teaching some sessions for kids in elementary school, talking about George Washington, about American history and so forth. But he was a pastor at one point in time there. He came on the day after we broke the news here nationally, as everybody, CNN, was falsely reporting that the guy had that had stopped him had a shotgun. And Mark said, no, I know the guy. He had an AR-15 just like the shooter, just like the killer. There he is. There's that picture. That's Mark Collins on one side and George Washington on the other. You can't tell which is which. You see him in uniform. It's amazing. And he's played George Washington on film a couple of times, most notably on Revelations, the movie. We've sold that here at InfoWars. And we've had the producer of that on many times, producer and his wife of that on, talk to Mark Collins. Anyway, he talked to us about that. And after a few months after that, he said, well, I'm seeing all this stuff on social media about how you guys are now saying that this is fake. And I said, no, it's a lie. It's a lie. These people are falsely saying that about us. Don't believe that it was a fake. And there wasn't anything suspicious about how that shooting was reported. Not like Las Vegas. The reason I bring that up is because these same people are out there saying, nobody died anywhere, everything is fake, and so forth. They got into an argument with Joe Biggs, and I showed that when I had Mark Collins. I said, come on, Mark, let's talk about this. I want you to tell people what you know, the people that you know there, shut this thing down. I want to give you time to talk about this. We've never said that, even though they said we did it. And we showed you the unedited film from these people where Joe Biggs is shouting back at them, saying, don't tell me nobody died in Las Vegas. I know people who did. Friend of mine still in the hospital there, whatever, at the time. But so it was a real shooting. But can we really say that the bump stock was an issue? Do we really know if it was, if it happened the way that we were told? Were there just one, was it just one shooter? What was happening around that? We've had so many different phony narratives from the government. And when you look at the picture of the gun that has a bump stock, it's also got a bipod on it. Now, you wouldn't use both a bump stock and a bipod. The whole point of the bump stock is to take the recoil and to make it bounce back and forth. And of course, you can do that using the belt around your waist as well. And we've had a lot of people demonstrate that. But so it's based on a very dodgy narrative, blaming the bump stock for that shooting. If in fact a bump stock was used to spray into the crowd, that probably, as many people have said, more people would have died if they had not done that, if whoever was shooting had taken aim. Yet, it goes on. It goes on. And as Reason points out, Donald Trump's bump stock ban turns peaceful gun owners into felons by fiat. By fiat. It's virtue signaling from President Trump, quite frankly. And it's shameful. They repeatedly were declared legal by the BATF during the Bush and Obama administrations. And it is especially unsettling, reports Reason, because the law has not changed at all since the agency made that determination over multiple administrations. Instead, the ATF, under orders from Donald Trump, reinterpreted the law to reach a diametrically opposite conclusion that is contrary to the plain meaning of the law. You understand how troublesome this is? The law did not change. Two administrations, they were administering the law. They don't have any authority to regulate accessories. President Trump said, do it. They did it. And it's shameful. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. That's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were talking about the bump stock ban that was declared by fiat by President Trump. That should concern you. President Trump is not going to, by fiat, ban real weapons. I mean, this is a gimmick thing. This is a something that was just being used by people going out and shooting in the woods or whatever. I don't really think that it played an important part in the Las Vegas shooting. Especially because the guns that we saw that had that, and also had a bipod on there, if it was in fact used as part of that, they would have been more deadly if they had shot one at a time. It was a very suspicious event. I don't suspect that nobody died. I believe that everybody that was reported as shot did die. We talked to many people who did. So I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that we were told lie after lie after lie about what happened there. And then we were shown a picture of a gun and a device and said, go for this. And it was low-hanging fruit. It was something that President Trump and the NRA could easily throw over the side, virtue signaling these people. But it has set up some very important principles. Gun owners of America came after it and said, this was declared legal. You didn't change the law. We had two administrations, and the ATF say this is not even something that we regulate. And without changing the law, they went back and banned this. And they redefined the definition of what automatic is. right? A single function of the trigger involves a mechanical movement of the mechanism that constitutes the trigger, they note. It is complete when the trigger traverses its range of motion and initiates the firing sequence. The plaintiffs point out that the word automatically means that by mechanical process and without further human intervention means to continue to fire without further human action beyond a single function of the trigger. Bump fire, by contrast, is mediated by the human intervention of repeatedly forcing the gun body and the trigger forward to re-engage the trigger after it's been returned to its starting position and has reset. And it makes the gun less accurate because you're just bouncing the thing. It's just a, hey, y'all, watch this. It's just, it's stupid. And that's why they're not fighting for it. But Gun Owners of America is right that it's a very dangerous principle, because if the president can go against the law, go against the regulations, go against the Constitution, and just by fiat ban something that has never been regulated before, an aspect of the gun that has never been regulated before, blur the lines between semi-automatic and fully automatic, that sets very dangerous precedents. Very dangerous precedent has been set by this president. And we got the New York Times pushing for ammunition control. This is the tactic that the Obama administration was pushing, trying to make it difficult for people to get ammunition, trying to come up with ideas to register ammunition, to limit the number of bullets that you could have or you could put in a magazine at a given time. Also trying to restrict access to spent brass that was used to make lower cost ammunition. They did that from the military, trying to restrict that. And so now you got the New York Times putting out a column called People Kill People, But Bullets Seem to Matter, and talking about ammunition control. And here's what they're concerned about. They're concerned about now not the quantity of bullets, but the size of the bullets. They think that that is something that needs to be regulated. And they give the false idea that most of the guns that were out there prior to recently were mostly 22s. Well, I don't think so. You know, they're looking at they said 45s and 357s are more deadly, and that's true percentage-wise. However, they're not broadly used. And so as they point out in this article from Breitbart, they say that 9mm has become very common. When these people talk about the 38 Special, that's a 38 caliber. It's not that much different in size than a 9mm. So the 38s, the 380s, the 9mm is all about the same size, and they are much more popular. So you can play the statistics games two different ways. You can say a higher percentage of people shot with a big caliber are killed, or you can say more people are shot with a smaller caliber because they're more popular. As a matter of fact, I guess what we should do is we should go out and ban 50 caliber muzzle loaders. You know, ban that Hawken 50 that Jeremiah Johnson used, because that thing will knock you down for sure. So this is the way they're going to roll. They're going to go after any and everything that we do. And President Trump has just fed that bear. He really has. When we look at what's going on in London, they've had a complete gun-free ban there, right? So nobody's getting shot, are they? Oh, yes, they are. You had a teenage boy has been shot dead in London just minutes after a man in his 30s was stabbed in the head. Breitbart London is pointing out gang warfare is killing more people in terror. Despite the tightest gun control firearms, they are easy to buy. And I want to point out to the liberals who may understand that drug prohibition doesn't work, I want to point out to you that gun prohibition will fail for all the same reasons. Let's go back and look at drugs, for example. We've had 48 years of prohibition. It began with a UN agenda. They created the schedules. They put the drugs in the schedules. They did it in 1961. And then Richard Nixon put his name at the bottom of the homework, put United States up at the top and turned it in and called it a war on drugs 10 years later, 1971. So now we've had 48 years of the UN war on drugs that was enacted by Richard Nixon for the United Nations. Now, I want to ask you, is it easier or harder to buy drugs today? And are they more or less potent? Are gangs stronger and more numerous? Are the police more ruthless and uncontrolled? Are the prisons packed? Do we have people dying of overdoses of drugs in those prisons? Ask yourself these questions, and then ask yourselves, what's going to happen when we prohibit guns? All of these things were all these things happened with alcohol prohibition, and they all happened with gun prohibition. But as we're talking about London, the raid discovered it wasn't just one gun. They discovered multiple AK-47s and grenades, and these are not terrorists, but these are gangs who are fighting it out for control. Which kind of brings us to this curious event that happened yesterday, and it was actually it happened on Wednesday. You had a guy attack Scientology with a samurai sword. I thought, well, that's really strange. And as I looked it up, I realized, I tweeted out on Wednesday, I realized that this had happened about 10 years ago. It was back in July of 2009 in Hollywood. You had a guy with two samurai swords. And he attacked the Scientology building, and he was shot dead. And then the same thing happened again on Wednesday, and we actually have footage of this. It's now surfaced. Go ahead and roll that footage, and I'll comment as we see it. This is near the Hollywood compound there of Scientology, and you got, we want to cue this up. There we go, right there. There's the guy with the sword, and then I guess the other guy is the security guard that's there, and that's all you got, and that's the way it ended. And both of these events, the one back in 2009, the guy that was shot dead, shot by a security guard, as he was going to attack the Scientology Center with samurai swords again. That seems to be the preferred method of these former members. I don't know what happened with the guy this week, but the guy who was killed back in 2009 was actually a former Scientologist. 15 years earlier, he and another guy had sued a UCLA professor who had been speaking out against Scientology. They thought that the professor was discriminating against them. The case was dropped. They said, you don't have standing. And then, 15 years later, he's attacking Scientology with a sword. And I tweeted this out and I said, what is this about swords? Well, it turns out that there is a connection with L. Ron Hubbard, the science fiction writer who created the science fiction of Scientology. He had a manuscript called Excalibur. It seems to be something there about swords. But don't forget, Tom Cruise is actually a god to these people. They consider him to be a deity. Maybe, you know, he doesn't have a stuntman. Maybe he could protect them.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
One of
of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Talk a little bit about some of the films that are coming up this week. It's kind of interesting the contrast that we have at the movie theaters. We've got Dumbo being remade, and there's another movie that maybe you haven't heard about called Unplanned, and it actually premiered some locations last night, of course. Maybe Dumbo did as well. I'm not too interested in Dumbo. But Unplanned is a story of Abby Johnson, and I've interviewed Abby. She was a Planned Parenthood office manager in Houston, I believe it was. And she realized at some point what was really going on and then became an advocate to expose that. She now lives in Austin. And this is a movie about the book that she wrote about her experiences there. And as they tried to get advertising for it, they ran up into the same kinds of blocking that they had for Gosnell, the film. You see, social media and mainstream media don't want you to know the truth about what's going on with the abortion industry. They don't want you to know that. There's a story that you'll see all over mainstream media about the animals in a third world zoo where they're starving to death, and everybody's heart goes out to them. Everybody's heart goes out to the kittens that are being put down, experimented on, and put down by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and I don't agree with that either. I'm not for starving animals in the zoo. I'm not for experimenting on kittens and then killing them. But there is sympathy for these animals, and there's no sympathy for the babies, who, as Governor Northam pointed out, well, you know, we'll have this baby out here, and if it's born, we'll give it what's called comfort care. That was the difference, and that came up in the Gosnell movie, came up in the Gosnell trial. They had a doctor there to explain to the jury, which was all pro-abortion, pro-choice, They didn't have a, it was disqualifying if you were pro-life and opposed abortion. You could not be on that jury. They were not going to make it about abortion. And so they had an abortion doctor there to make a clarification between what were standard abortion practices and what Gosnell had done. Now, Gosnell, if the baby was born alive, he would just break the neck or snip the spine or whatever, kill the baby. And the doctor would say, no, no, we don't do that. We give them comfort care. Oh, please define what comfort care is. Well, that's just leaving them to starve to death on the table. Now, we get upset when that happens, and rightfully so with animals in the zoo, but we don't care about the children. The Democrats will pass an act to protect kittens, but not babies, not human babies. That's what they don't want you to know. That's why they don't want you to see Gosnell. That's why they don't want you to see Unplanned. And it's a little bit more clear if you look at the title written on her book, because planned is all uppercase and un is lowercase. Anyway, it was the Hallmark Channel. Just remember these channels who have not run advertising. You know, NPR and others refuse to run any advertising for Gosnell. Said, you can't identify him. You can't use the word abortion. You can't say that he was an abortionist. You can't say that he was a doctor even who performed abortions, even though that is the case. And they said, well, we're not going to change it that much. We're not going to change. Well, then we're not going to put that ad on NPR. And other outlets would not advertise Gosnell, the movie, which, by the way, you can now get on DVD. You can now stream. You can now download from multiple places. But in the theaters this week is Unplanned, and they wanted to advertise it, and many networks have said they're not going to do it. Here's a list of some of those networks, so just for so you can keep this in mind. The Hallmark Channel will not run ads for Unplanned. Up TV will not run ads for Unplanned. Lifetime will not run ads for Unplanned. And the Lifetime Movie Network. An Oscar-winning producer, Gerald Mullen of Schindler's List, and Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo led a list of a dozen Hollywood leaders protesting the MPAA giving the film an R rating. They said it was given an R rating for political reasons. Unless Hollywood is willing to admit that the 22nd scene that they had objection to is only disturbing because it reflects the killing of a child. Many of them are pointing that out. They said it was revealed also that one of the producers is guy behind MyPillow. He said he proudly was a producer giving money to produce this film, and he even has a small part in it where he gets to drive a bulldozer over a Planned Parenthood establishment in the movie. That's a good friend. He says, I'm pro-life, and I'm happy to do it. And so just remember that. Remember the corporations that won't allow this movie to be advertised on their networks. And remember MyPillow, because I'm sure he's going to suffer recriminations for showing that. As he and others have said, saving the lives of babies is not political. It should not be political. It's about our life. It's about liberty. And it really is about liberty. You don't have liberty if you don't have life. But it has become political for the Democrats. It is about their abortion rights, and you spell that R-I-T-E-S. It is an act of worship for these people. It is holy ground, as they said in their protests here in the Texas Capitol as they chanted, Hail Satan. Yeah, that's really what this is about, folks. But then if you're concerned about animal rights, again, and most people, they're concerned about animal rights, they're not concerned about the rights of human children. It was amazing when I saw Gosnell the movie how much that guy was like an individual that I had just listened to a debate. The guy that was very much like Gosnell, who was defending abortion, said, I'm a doctor, I'm a Christian, I see this as my duty to provide abortions. It's like, are you kidding me? And so that was what the debate was about. And the debate centered on the definition of personhood. Now, this doctor, who is a director for Planned Parenthood in the Washington, D.C. area, and he has his clinic there. Like Gosnell, he's a black man, and he doesn't have any problem. He doesn't see any parallel to slavery, where black people were enslaved because they were not counted as persons. And so they go back and forth, and he was constantly switching We're doing the position just as the advocates have. For the longest time, unborn babies were not considered to be human. Now, that goes back to Ernst Haeckel, one of Darwin's bulldogs, creating fake documents showing the different stages of development in human babies and saying that phylogeny recapitulates ontology, saying that the way that these unborn babies develop is like the stages that they go through in evolution. So if you kill this baby at a certain age, you're not killing a human. You are killing a fish or a reptile or a lower level mammal, that type of thing. But his drawings were false. But we heard that all through the 70s as they were coming up with that argument. Used to hear that all the time from Carl Sagan. It was so impressive when he would say that on Johnny Carson. Phylogeny recapitulates ontology. Ooh, okay. Well, I can't argue with that. That's science, right? It's BS. Total BS. Absolute BS. And the Roe v. Wade decision was based on that, denying the humanity of these individuals. Now, this doctor in this most recent debate says, well, I'm not saying that they're not human. You know, Mary doesn't have little lambs. He could have said, he didn't say that. That's my summary of what he was saying. He said, well, of course, it's human. It's just not a person yet. Oh, see, that's where they move the bar. That's where they prevaricate with us. So, you know, if you're just concerned about animals, you can go see Dumbo, because Dumbo is completely devoid of any entertainment. No songs, no dancing, no fun, no real heartstring. It was just if you enjoyed Captain Marvel because you wanted to get lectured to about feminist intersectionality, you can go to Dumbo and get lectured about animal rights and how evil circuses are. The circuses are gone. They're beating a dead horse here. And as one reviewer said, today's computer-generated imagery cannot make an elephant fly quite as convincingly as a team of clever animators could almost 80 years ago. And it never recaptures the abundant charm and magic of the original. A few good songs might have helped, and they did have good songs in the original. I remember Baby of Mine and Pink Elephants and stuff. I mean, it was a masterpiece. These people were clever. They could take anything and make it entertaining. These guys can take anything that's entertaining and turn it into a political correctness lecture. So there's your choices for this weekend for the movies. And folks, you have a choice whether or not you want to save the First Amendment or whether or not you want to stop big tech censorship. We still have our sale that we began a week ago. 50% and more off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Some of the products are 55%. Some of them are 60% off. Support InfoWars.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about Dumb and Dumbo. Basically describes where Hollywood is now. They have taken all the joy and magic and the storytelling and the music. They've destroyed that, not just in this film, but seems like in everything that they're doing now. The superhero films have now become instruments of social manipulation, and so has Dumbo, because that's all Disney behind all this stuff. Now, this is what these people have become. And I think you look at what's happening with Disney as they have taken over these different film franchises. You know, they just bought the library of Fox. They had taken over Marvel movies a couple of years ago. They're consolidating all movie production under just one or two studios. And these studios are just using these things as full-on propaganda for their agenda. And they're becoming dull and preachy, just like some kind of a Soviet Union propaganda film. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I mean, you could talk about it. Some people have talked about Leni Riefenstahl's propaganda films for Adolf Hitler. Said, oh, you know, she's really technically very good at this. But it was very disgusting. It wasn't entertaining. Nobody wants to see that. It's one thing to talk about the technical quality of the filmmaking, but it's another thing to have no heart or to have a dark heart in what they're trying to tell you. As some of the people talking about Dumb and Dumbo, they said, the new Dumbo lands in the multiplex big top with a dull thud. It is a flightless pachyderm of a film that saddles itself with a 21st century shame at the idea of circus animals. And of course, newsflash, Disney, before you were able to do this remake, the circuses went the way of the dodo bird. But maybe they'll do a movie about dodo birds. Who knows? Overcomplicating the first movie, losing the directness, abandoning the pathos, mislaying the songs, finally getting marooned in some sort of steampunk Jurassic Park, jam-packed with retro futurist boredom that had the kids at the performance that I attended talking amongst themselves. There you go. That's what the movies have become. So you want to get lectures on intersectional feminism or animal rights and the evil of circuses and zoos, you know, go see Disney movies, and Disney seems to own everything anymore. Twitter is considering to labeling President Trump's tweets because they violate the rules. So they're not up to the point where they're going to shut him down like they did InfoWars and Alex Jones. But they're going to label it and say, well, you know, he's president, so we can't go, not just yet. They can't just yet do that. But I think this is probably a prelude of what they want to do rolling up to the election. And at the very least, coming into the election. And remember, on the orders of the DNC, less than a month before the election, they took down 10,000 accounts. Oh, we say they're bots. So Twitter says, okay, they're bots. Flush them out. They had 800 media sites, and not all of them Trump sites, you know, Trump supporters. A lot of them were just opposed to the police state, the surveillance state, endless wars. And they took all those 800 of them, they took down in October, 2 months after they took InfoWars down. We told you we were the first ones. We told you that if that stood, they were going to apply that censorship more broadly. All of those actions have been left in place, and now President Trump himself is going to be labeled a fraud by Twitter as we move into the election. Maybe they'll just go on and just censor him altogether. President Trump, you need to do something about this. The two issues, I'm glad that you won with the Mueller investigation, but you're still distracted by it. Stop taking victory laps. Put these people in jail, but even more importantly, protect the border, protect our free speech, because they're coming after you as well. Maybe you'll get, that'll get your attention. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I just said at the top of the hour, we've got Twitter, reports The Hill, considering labeling President Trump's tweets if they determine that it violates their rules, because they rule. Twitter makes the rules. Twitter is the ruler. Remember, we had Twitter CEO can do anything that he wants. He has more power than President Trump does. You know, they can come after President Trump, but nobody can come after him. Is that upside down or what? We've got Vijay Gadde, Twitter's head of legal policy and trust and safety, spoke at a Washington Post event on Wednesday. He said, one of the things that we've been working really closely on with our product and engineering folks is, how can we label that? How can we put some context around what President Trump does? In other words, how can we oppose him without a full-on ban? Because they're saying, you know, the tweets from politicians are important to the public debate. Look, Twitter would be nothing if President Trump hadn't gone there. And President Trump needs to go to Gab. And he's got people who put his tweets out for him. They could easily republish his stuff on Gab, and people could see it without the commentary from people like Vijaya Gadde. Kind of like Sundar Pichai. Why is it that we got all these people from India and other places like that, India and Pakistan? I mean, Twitter is sending one person after the other. Whenever they talk about Islam, they send them a threat saying, this violates Sharia law in Pakistan. You better shut up. You just violated Pakistani laws. It's like, who cares? I don't even live in Pakistan. They're sending it to people who live in the United States. And they're just using it to intimidate people. And that's how Vijaya Gadde is going to use this, his position, to intimidate President Trump. These people are coming from a position where they don't like our culture. They don't like our law. They don't have a tradition of a free press, of liberty. And people like this guy, people like Sundar Pichai, are perfectly fine at Google working with China and shutting down our free speech. And the ability to stop this right now is right there in front of President Trump, and he won't do anything about it. It's one of the most frustrating things. You know, he could shut down DACA, and he doesn't do anything about it. I mean, he just enacted in a very dangerous precedent a prohibition on bump stocks. And again, bump stocks in and of themselves, not important. But it is very important that the president, and this has now been established with this as a precedent, that a president can go in and regardless, without a law changing, he can reverse the way that regulations have been enforced for the Obama administration, for the George W. Bush administration, and just ban something just like that. Now, he has done this in a couple of ways. It was really good. We had the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We had the Paris Climate Accord. Trans-Pacific Partnership, you shut that down day one. Paris Climate Accord, it's like, you guys signed this on your own, but in the Constitution it says the Senate has to ratify a treaty like the Paris Climate Accord. So I'm just going to undo your executive order. This is your executive order. I'm president now. I undo your executive order. And he did the same thing with the Iran deal. Said, well, you know, okay, you signed this treaty with Iran, but you didn't get the Senate to ratify it because they didn't agree with you. So we're just going to wipe that self-ratification off of there. You know, Obama said, we're going to self-ratify this. John Kerry and I are going to sign it. We don't need two-thirds of the Senate. We're just going to sign it ourselves. It's like, okay, well, I'll unsign that for you. And the same thing happened with DACA. President Trump, though, is leaving that on there. He's leaving that as a negotiating tactic. He's virtue signaling with that, just like he is with the bump stock. But DACA is even more important. It is substantial. And he needs to undo that. And he has before him the means to stop all of this social media censorship. Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, as well as Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, they've all said their business model is the public square. And we know that it is the public square. It is not the same as one baker who has all these different, you know, pastries and cookies, and anybody can walk in and they can buy it, and he doesn't care what your sexual orientation is. But if you come in and tell him, I want you to custom make a cake for me to celebrate my homosexual wedding or my traniversary, where I announced to the world that I was a different sex than I am biologically, if you want me to do that, you know, no, you can't do that because I have my own religious opinions, and I'm not going to make a custom cake for you that violates my religious opinion. And the Supreme Court upheld that. You know, you have the people on the left who say, well, you know, he should be forced to make that cake. But the people who own the public square on the internet, they should not be forced to allow us to speak freely to each other, to have free discussion. Oh, that the internet belongs to these guys. So that little bakery in Colorado doesn't belong to that guy. It belongs to the public. But the internet belongs to the big corporations. That's what they're telling everybody. And we've already had this litigated all the way up to the Supreme Court back in 1946. This town owned was owned by a corporation. They owned the public square. They threw a woman out who was handing out religious literature. And the Supreme Court said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't stop free speech. We create the government to protect our God-given rights. That is the basis of government here in America. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. They laid it out. We have certain inalienable rights that we possess as human beings, given to us by our Creator, to protect those inalienable rights. We create government. And if government doesn't do its job, we alter or we abolish that government. But the Supreme Court in 1946 gave President Trump everything that he needs to stop this. You don't have to go through all this long, litigious court trials to have antitrust regulation or any of this other stuff. Just say, we've already had a Supreme Court decision on this. It's done. But it is sad. Now, Twitter is going to be putting context to President Trump's tweets. President Trump needs to get on gab, needs to go somewhere else. He could take down Twitter, and he could build up an alternative media just like that. But more importantly, President Trump, as president, needs to go back and, you know, if he's going to kowtow to every pronouncement from the judicial branch, which again, I don't think he needs to do. When we're talking about the census and so forth, I don't think he needs to bow down to everything that they say. But if that's going to be the way that we're going to operate in Washington, then pull up the Supreme Court decision from 1946 and say, follow this. Follow this. This is the law of the land. I don't think that Roe v. Wade or any Supreme Court decision is the final law of the land. Supreme Court's always reversing itself. But until they reverse themselves on what constitutes free speech and how it is protected in the public square, even if the public square is privately owned, then President Trump needs to use that. All right, let's talk about your ability to eat meat. As I was saying at the beginning of the program, there is a massive weather problem in the Midwest. And this is not climate change, it is weather change. The weather changes all the time. The weather is never just right, very rarely. Sometimes it happens, sometimes we have Goldilocks weather. But more often than not, we got too much or too little rain or too much heat or too little heat or whatever. What's happening right now, as Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, points out, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said there, quote, may be as many as a million calves lost in Nebraska due to catastrophic flooding that has hit the state. This is not a rumor. It's not an exaggeration. This is not based on any sort of speculation, writes Michael Snyder. It means that the economic toll from the recent floods is far greater than most of us had anticipated. This is already the worst agricultural disaster in modern American history, and the National Weather Service is telling us that there will be more catastrophic flooding throughout the middle portion of the nation for the next 2 months. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what that means for you as a consumer and what that means for the poor people who, many of whom, are going to lose their livelihood, lose their farms, and that's going to have very long-term effects on all of us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. That's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3 month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3 year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds,
bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Farmers who are losing their livelihood, and it is going to affect you as a consumer if you are consuming beef or want to. The Nebraska governor has said this is the worst flooding his state has ever experienced. 65 out of the 93 counties in Nebraska have declared a state of emergency because of floods. Mainstream media has largely ignored this, even though this is going to have big effects on every consumer of beef. Not just on these farmers, but it is a big tragedy for these farmers. As Michael Snyder points out, beef will never be lower in price than it is right now. So if you love beef, you may want to stock up on it. And here's why. As he goes through some of the devastating stories of these individual farmers, one farmer in Sherman County, his name is Richard Panowitz, said it happened so fast that many farmers were powerless to do anything. He said ice and debris were exploding from the river. Within 15 minutes, it was devastation, he said. Water, ice, debris exploding up from the river with nothing to stop it. He described some of the ice chunks as 3 feet thick and the size of an extended cab pickup. He said a lot of the dead calves that he's picked up have broken legs. Farmers were faced with heartbreaking choices between saving their animals or saving their neighbors. And since they're not Democrats, they chose to save the humans. One farmer rushed to help his neighbors, ended up losing 30 calves to the floodwaters. Before Mahon could think about his animals, he needed to help his neighbors. As the water rose, he rescued one with his tractor, the floodwater lifting it up, spinning him 180 degrees. He helped to save three more people, including an 85-year-old woman and a 9-month-old baby with a boat, he said. Then he could start counting his losses. He estimated that the flood carried away 30 calves and almost as many cows, nearly $50,000 out of his pocket, but it might be more. Many of them are going to be financially ruined. Many of them will be unable to continue farming. Dave Eaton's family has been farming the same plot of land for 152 years. But now the Missouri River has swallowed up his farm. And with much more flooding still to come, he anticipates his farm will be underwater, he said, all year. He said, this farm has been in my family for 152 years. I was born here. I've been thinking about what he's learned from the Missouri's upstream reservoirs and the mountain snowpack and what it means for his land. He said, it's not like I'm new to the area. My gut feeling is we're going to be underwater all year. This first farmer I was talking about saying that it was throwing up chunks of ice and debris, Panowitz, says that the hay and silage that were meant to feed his cattle this season are soaked in 3 to 4 feet of water. He said sand now covers much of the pasture land that he used to graze his herd of commercial Angus cows and purebred bulls. 40 of his recently born calves died in the flood. So the hay that he had to feed the calves is flooded underwater. The grassland is under silt and mud and sand. And he says, I'll probably sell the remaining cows and calves and get out of the cattle business. He's 65 years old. He said, I've been around cows since the early 1970s. So sorry to see something like that happen to these poor people. And it will affect you as well. The government is warning that food prices are going to skyrocket as thousands of farms are destroyed. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration warned that historic widespread flooding will continue through May. They said more than 90% of the upper Midwest and Great Plains is currently covered by an average of 10.7 inches of snow, and all that snow is starting to melt. And that's what's behind these floods and the massive amounts of water and ice chunks. But then there's also the man-made political disaster of the USMCA, also taking a toll on us. You know, we look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal and Cory Booker saying, you guys, you can't have meat. We're not going to let you have meat. And we look at this and like, okay, you're not going to take that away from us. And yet the policies of the Trump administration, the policies of NAFTA 2.0, which is what the USMCA is, U.S., Mexico, Canada, right? USMCA. These policies are probably going to do more long-term damage than these floods and have more of an impact on these farmers than these floods. As the New American points out, while Trump campaigned vigorously against NAFTA to become president, a trade association for farmers has contended that, quote, the USMCA adopts the same provisions that the original NAFTA agreement had regarding cattle and beef trade. Those NAFTA provisions were, quote, disastrous to independent cattle producers because they empowered multinational beef packers to indiscriminately displace domestic cattle and beef production with cheaper, undifferentiated imports of both cattle and feed. So what's happening is they have a double standard. There are regulations that apply to American producers of beef that don't apply to producers in Mexico and Canada. They're not playing on a level playing field. And it's had a big effect. They said 20% of all U.S. beef cattle operations exited the industry between 1994 and 2012. In other words, after the creation of NAFTA. The U.S. beef cow herd has declined to the lowest level in 7 decades, nearly 3 million less head than in 1994. 48% of U.S. beef packing plants have shut down since NAFTA. In conclusion, they said, because the USMCA incorporates NAFTA's fundamentally flawed provisions, the new USMCA will accelerate the destruction of the U.S. cattle industry as we know it today. See, Cory Booker and Alexandria in Wonderland aren't going to take away your meat, but these kind of policies will. And why are we even continuing with NAFTA? Why are we even continuing with the USMCA? Because the real issue is not the economic impact. The real issue is the sovereignty impact. And I'm stunned that President Trump doesn't see this. Now, it hasn't passed yet, and it can still be stopped. And if you write your congressman, perhaps we can stop this. Maybe we'll have to resort to the economic aspects of this to stop it. But far more dangerous to us than the economic aspects and which industry is rewarded and which one is punished and so forth, we don't want the federal government or any multinational organization like the USMCA or some United Nations organization. We don't want them picking and choosing which industries are going to succeed and which ones are going to fail in a given country. We should never tolerate that. And that is what is basically behind the loss of sovereignty. As New American summarizes, I said, if the U.S. is going to remain a sovereign nation, Congress, according to the Constitution, should make appropriate regulations on interstate commerce and on foreign imports. Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution gives to Congress the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations. That power does not belong to the executive branch, President Trump. It does not belong to the UN. It doesn't belong to the World Trade Organization. And it doesn't belong to the USMCA. It is opposed to the American Constitution. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most varied, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com, thank you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as the Democrats are becoming socialists and communists, the question is, do we have to become what the Democrats were yesterday before they became socialists and communists? Do we have to become that in order to win elections? Or can we go in a different direction? Can we support life and liberty and take the country in a completely different direction? Are we going to have the choice in America offered to us by the Republican Party? We're a little less than the communists and the socialists, so vote for us. We're not quite as far gone as they are. But they're still not going to support life and liberty. Is that going to be the situation that we have before us? Is that the choice that we're going to be stuck with? You know, I look at what's going on at the border, for example, and forget the wall for a second. Just take a look at DACA and the Dreamer situation. You know, had President Trump before the 2016 election, before the 2018 election, talking about anchor babies. Well, that's a discussion that we should have. Because under the 14th Amendment, which was not to allow anybody who comes here as a foreign citizen, even if they come here illegally, that was not to allow people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States, if they have children here, to have those children become citizens. As a matter of fact, it pointed out that even if they're here legally, even if they are diplomats of a foreign government, their children are not American citizens because they're not subject to the jurisdiction. How much less, then, is a foreign citizen who is criminally trespassing not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States? And their children should not be considered to be American citizens. But we have the anchor babies. And then we went another step further with the Obama administration, with an executive order from the executive branch. It was actually his Homeland Security Secretary, said, I'm not going to enforce immigration laws. If somebody snuck in here and they got in, they sneaked in under a certain age. Now, they weren't born here. You say, we're taking it next level. You know, first you had the fiction of the anchor baby. Okay. The parents are not citizens. They're not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, but their children were born here, so they become citizens. And you got people coming here from China, coming here from Russia, organized tours where people pay to come over, stay in luxury hotels, they get subsidized hospital. Even though these people are staying in luxury hotels, they're getting heavily subsidized hospital care at the taxpayer expense in California. These rich Chinese people who are coming here, gaming the system. Their kids become American citizens. They come back. They bring the parents back. The parents can retire to America and so forth and become citizens themselves, that kind of chain. And then we took in another step with the Obama administration. It isn't just having the kids born here. The kid's not even born here, but the kids are brought here or sneak in or whatever under the age of mid-30s. And now we're not going to apply the law to them. We're going to defer enforcement of the law. That's what DACA represents. They're not dreamers. There was never a Dream Act that was passed. They had multiple Dream Acts that were introduced in Congress, but none of them ever passed. And so now we're going to take it to the next level and say, if you snuck in here, and we didn't catch you until you got in, we didn't know about it until you got in, then you get all the free services as if you were an American citizen, and we're not going to throw you out. And President Trump is leaving that in place, rather than going back into the original thing. And then it got even worse. To keep the government open, what was it, about a month or month and a half ago, President Trump signed Nancy Pelosi's demands and said, we're going to take it the next step further. Now, these are not kids who were born here. These are not kids who snuck in. We didn't realize it, until they were in their mid-30s or something like that. No, we're going to say to people who aren't here, if you come in as unaccompanied minors, now you can stay. See how this is progressing? So do we really defeat the Democrats by becoming the Democrats? Or should we start to focus on life and liberty and the Constitution? That's why, as I came in this morning, I was very upset to see this back and forth about Special Olympics. For one of the first times in her life, Betsy DeVos was right. $17.6 million in funding for the Special Olympics she cut out. Now, I don't have anything against the Special Olympics. I like the Special Olympics. I think it's great. It's a wonderful event for those families and so forth. But where in the Constitution does it say that we fund the Special Olympics? Where in the Constitution does it say that every good cause needs to be funded by the government? Oh, we have this new thing. It's called MMT. It's this new intellectual sophistry that I guess is now the heir to Keynesian economics and macroeconomic theory, that if it's a really big debt, it doesn't matter, right? It's money we owe to ourselves. Well, no, that's not true. We owe the money to the Chinese, and we owe it to the Saudis and so forth, and we're rapidly going into debt, so they've got to come up with a new fiction to sell us. And the new fiction is MMT, Modern Monetary Theory. But I think it really should just be called Magic Money Theory. Because it's just magic money that just comes out of thin air. We don't have to ever pay it back. It doesn't matter, right? Instead of telling us it's just money that we owe to ourselves, they said, it's just magic money. Hey, we don't have to pay anybody for this. So it's just magic money. We don't have to have any authority for anything that we do in the Constitution. If I don't like that thing about a gun or that gun, I can just, as president, I can just ban it. Just like that, fiat order. We don't have to have any law passed. We don't have to have any regulations passed. And forget about that antiquated thing called the Second Amendment that says these are basic fundamental rights. They're not privileges, they're rights, and you will not infringe upon them. Well, President Trump just did. Yes, bump stock, and bump stocks don't matter, so that's okay. But he set a precedent that is very dangerous. And this is another precedent right here. As Reason Magazine says, Betsy DeVos is being roasted like a chestnut on an open fire. Because she's obviously against the children, the special needs children, that would be at the Special Olympics. Shame on her because she doesn't just drop magic money on them. And now President Trump has said, no, I just found out about that. We're going to reverse that. Just like that. Wave the magic money wand and, whew, you know, it's taken care of. You had also Representative Joe Kennedy, the guy that was touring with Beta O'Rourke. He was out virtue signaling about this as well. He said, it's cruel, it's misguided, it's outrageous. And as I point out, his great aunt founded the Special Olympics. Now, just hold that idea. It was a Kennedy, his great aunt, who founded the Special Olympics. I guess maybe was she the sister of the Kennedy daughter that they did the full-on lobotomy, the frontal lobotomy on? And she spent the rest of her life in a mental institution? A sister of that? A great aunt? See, the Kennedys do a frontal lobotomy on one of their daughters, and then to distract you from this and to virtue signal about how wonderful they are, they start Special Olympics. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Kind of like his great uncle who drowned Mary Jo Kopechnik and then became a woman's rights advocate. Yeah, works like that. That's how virtue signaling works. And now they're virtue signaling about Special Olympics. And not only Joe Kennedy, but also we had Republicans like Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican from Missouri. And I have to ask, what was Blunt smoking? Where in the Constitution did he find the authority to fund any and everything? I don't know. And quite frankly, you know, it's a great event for the kids and for the families, but it's not, they're going to have difficulty getting people to watch it. Because this year, the Democrats are going to be having their own Special Olympics. It's called their primary. And the first event in the Democrat Special Olympics, their Democrat debate, is set for Miami, June 26th and 27th. Nobody is going to be able to compete with that. Actually, it's not going to be like the Special Olympics. It'll be more like Kurt Vonnegut's Harrison Bergeron. Remember that satire about equality above all other things? You had people who, they wanted to make sure that everybody, nobody excelled above anybody else. So if you're really good at tennis, or you're really good as a dancer, they would put you, they'd put leg irons on you so you couldn't move to make sure that you, that's really what the Democrat debates are going to be like. And of course, NBC is bragging about the fact they're going to have coverage. They're not going to have Fox News there because the questions from Fox News would just be too hard. Too hard. Can't answer.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's going to be the Democrat debates are coming up in June, so we're only a couple of months away. That should be very entertaining. As I said, Special Olympics, nothing is going to be able to compete with the Democrats' Special Olympics. And they don't want the questions to be too hard, so Fox News is not going to be there. And, you know, and that's that. How dumbed down can you get if you're afraid of questions from Fox News? I mean, they ask the same questions every cycle, every election, every debate even within an election. There's never a difference coming from the mainstream media, whether it's Fox News or anybody else. Yeah, they might have some topic of the day like Jussie Smollett or something, and they'll ask their opinion about that. They'll never get to anything that is substantive. They'll never talk about any real freedom issues. They'll never talk about drug prohibition. They'll never talk about vaccine mandates. They'll never talk about so many different issues. And yet, even though the debates then become essentially an exam replay. So you know what the questions are. You should be able to figure out what the answers are going to be. And you know that they're not going to pin you down on any specifics, and yet they're still afraid of Fox News. That's how pathetic the field is that they've got. And in this field, you got to show you how pathetic it is. You got Biden leading the field by double digits, followed by Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke, yeah. A guy who has never, he won a congressional election, but he's never, you know, he failed as a, in the Senate election against Ted Cruz. And now that qualifies him to run for president. Kind of like, I guess, you know, Stacey Abrams is out there saying, the next nominee will be a female, will be non-white. She might as well scream, "It'll be me. I'm available." Of course, there's talk that Joe Biden as his staff has been in discussion with Stacey Abrams. She shot that down. She's holding out as a first-time candidate, big loser. She's holding out, I guess, to run herself. So she doesn't want to take a number two position. But this Hill article says, this is a race where age, race, and gender take a backseat to electability. Are you kidding me? Only the Hill could print that with a straight face. It's going to be all about race, gender, and age. These old guys like Biden and Sanders, they'll find a way to balance themselves with somebody that's a younger female, non-white or something. They'll find a way to balance that because that's what the party has devolved into. Totally about that. I just played the clip yesterday of Joe Biden, when he was young, and he was saying, I was willing to prostitute myself, but they told me I wasn't old enough yet. Come back when I'm 40. Well, he's now in his mid 70s. So he's been prostituting himself for quite some time. He is experienced. And so we're just, the question is not, what is Joe Biden? The question is, you know, we're haggling over the price and how many donors he can get at this point. And then we got this new guy, Buddy Gig. It's actually pronounced, it looks like Buddy Gig. And he is, it would be appropriate if that was the way it was pronounced, but it's actually a French name. The French love to troll English speakers by coming up with names that we as English speakers have absolutely no idea how to say. It's spelled as if it was Buddy Gig, but and he is the first openly homosexual candidate for president. But it's actually pronounced, according to him, Boot Edge Edge. And they've actually printed up T-shirts to tell people that that Buddy Gig is actually pronounced Butt Edge Edge. He is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. They have 100,000 people in this town, but he wants to run every detail of your life. Well, at least he's been elected to office, unlike a lot of the people who are running, like Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang wants to run every aspect of your life in minute detail. And he's got detailed policies about how to run your life from Washington, and he's never been elected to anything. He's just a know-it-all because he's a Democrat, or maybe he's a Democrat because he's a know-it-all. I don't know. You decide. But Boot Edge Edge, I don't know, I might just call him Buddy Gig. he says Americans have been radicalized by the Trump administration. The radicals, folks, are in the Democrat Party. The radicals are the ones who want full-on communism and socialism. The radicals are the ones who didn't learn anything from the 20th century. They weren't born in the 20th century, they didn't live in the 20th century, and they never read about the 20th century, and they want us to relive that disaster of communism again. But this guy, coming from South Bend, Indiana, 100,000 people, you know, I'm familiar with Raleigh. Raleigh's got 400,000 people. And nobody but Barney Fife thinks that Raleigh's the big city. This guy's coming from a town that's one quarter the size of it. But he does have the qualification of having been elected, which, you know, Beto O'Rourke, these other people, they haven't really been successful in anything. Castro, I think, I don't know if Castro ever got elected. He's got a brother who's a congressman. Well, you know, the beta male had been elected to Congress at one point in time. But Castro's twin brother is elected to Congress. And I guess, and he was appointed to be HUD secretary or something by Obama, so I guess that qualifies him. Before we run out of time here, I just want to remind you folks, if you want to support InfoWars, make sure that you take a look at the specials we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We try to help you, try to make this a win-win situation, or as Alex likes to say, a 360 win, where everybody all the way around wins. Your purchases are what support us. You are our sponsors. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We have big corporate enemies who try to shut us down everywhere. And it's because you have supported us through the years that we're still here. And we want to make this something that is a win-win situation for you, because the products that we sell are natural and they are safe and they are effective. And we've got them right now 50% off. All of them, a minimum of 50% off. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so you'll get discounts in the future, that you can use those Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have some of our products are 55% off. Some of them are 60% off. At 55% off, we've got Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock by popular demand. That very pure form of iodine, Survival Shield X2, is now back and 55% off, along with all the Super Blue products. We have a great toothpaste. I tell you, it is the best toothpaste I've ever used. And it has nano silver in it, which is a great way to fight bacteria. Bacteria can cause not only gum disease and tooth decay, but it can also actually cause heart disease. It's very important to make sure you fight that bacteria. We have Super Blue Wound Gel, Super Silver Wound Gel. It also has nano silver in it. You can use that for topical application. And those are 55% off, 60% off Brain Force Plus and DNA Force Plus. We have Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, and that is 60% off. Bod Ease, our natural formula to fight inflammation of joints and other types of inflammation. It is turmeric and other very effective and safe natural ingredients. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50, 55, 60% off many items. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and we really could use your support. All right, let's talk a little bit about policy consequences. We've been talking about that earlier in the broadcast. You know, policy really does have consequences, doesn't it? And it's kind of interesting, as CNN's Brian Stelter saying, we're not doing well in the ratings because there just isn't any news. Well, here's some news that you could report, Brian, if you really wanted to. You could report what's going on in Libya. That's a policy consequence of what Hillary Clinton did when she overthrew the Libyan government. You know, we not only have an arms bazaar there, we not only have created ISIS, but we also have all these people from sub-Saharan Africa trying to migrate into Europe, and they have to go, most of them are going through Libya, and terrible things are happening to them in that process, the same as, even worse than what is happening to the people making the dangerous trip from Central and South America into the United States. They have migrants who are facing sexual violence, migrants who are facing torture in prison. They've got slave auctions back now in Libya, thanks to the policy of the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton. Boys are forced to rape their sisters. Women sexually assaulted until they bleed to death. Men's genitals cut off. Survivors are revealing unbelievable horrors faced by refugees traveling through Libya to Europe. This is according to a study carried out by the Women's Refugee Commission. One mental health worker described graves filled with men whose penises had been sliced off. The description was corroborated by the account of multiple witnesses who survived the mass mutilation. And then, of course, the story that they don't want to talk about in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians killed last year by Boko Haram and other radical Islamists, but they don't talk about that.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do,
continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have Brian Stelter. That was the lead story I had today, and I think it's still amazing. Trying to make up an excuse for why ratings are in free fall for them. Saying there hasn't been any news in the last couple of weeks. No news that he wants to report. They just don't really know how to spend this. And yet, what they have done really does have consequences. Really does. In the name of stopping hate, in the name of stopping Russian interference in our elections, what they have done is they've generated a lot of hate. They have restarted the Cold War. And it is very reckless, very dangerous. And it is something that we should all be concerned about, because these policies and what these people say really do have consequences. And I'm not saying that CNN should be censored like they are saying that we should be censored and anybody that is competing with them should be censored. No, no, no. I think the answer to CNN is more free speech. And I think we were answering them very well. I think we were beating the pants off of them, which is why they were so anxious to censor us. But let's take a look at what is one of the aftermaths of this. Of course, we have been able to, as part of Hillary Clinton's Russian restart, they have been able to restart the Cold War. Remember that as President Trump was elected, I reported a couple of different incidents of people in Russia so excited that President Trump was elected. In one town, the communists had renamed a street Godless Street. Godless Street. And these people, after President Trump got elected, they renamed it Trump Street. I think they've changed the name now. They might have gone back to Godless. Who knows? But they were so optimistic that things are going to improve. And we can't understand really how much more aware Russians are of the reality of war than Americans. They still live with the memory of what happened in not only in World War II, but what happened under the ruthless rule of Stalin, but especially the war. World War II, which fortunately did not come to American soil, but they lived with that horrific conditions. And I think it was that was underscored when Mark Dice asked a bunch of idiots in California what they thought about a nuclear war. You worried about a nuclear war with Russia? At the height as they were building up all this Russia paranoia for Hillary Clinton, to give her an excuse as to what had happened. And the people in California said, yeah, maybe we should have a nuclear war with them. And you ask the same question to the people. Somebody did the same thing with people in Russia, and they're like, are you crazy? Of course we don't want to have that. And they're a lot more grounded in the consequences of real war and what it really means for people than Americans are, I really do believe. Yeah, we got Americans who have gone abroad fighting in wars and but most Americans have been shielded from that. One Irish journalist who's based in Russia writes an article for RT saying the Mueller report and the Russiagate hoax helped to turn ordinary Russians against the United States. He said Russiagate is over, but the toxic legacy of CNN, of the CIA, of the NSA, of the FBI, and I would say this is what they wanted to have happen. Certainly, the intelligence agencies at the center of this and the American military-industrial complex wanted to bring back the Cold War. They're very upset to have lost that enemy, right? When the Soviet Union collapsed, then they had to try to make up those profits with the police state, with the surveillance state, with the war on terror, with regime changes. But, you know, you just can't get to the big money if you don't have the intercontinental ballistic missiles. And they're coming back, along with the cruise missiles, intercontinental cruise missiles. We'll talk about what Russians are now saying about America. The damage that has been done by CNN is very real, folks. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about a journalist, an Irish journalist, based in Russia. And he said, Russiagate is over, but it leaves behind it a toxic legacy. Both with the people of Russia, and I would even say with President Trump, who is still virtue signaling to everybody that I have nothing to do with Putin. It is and was always a good thing to have an easing of strained relations between the people, the two groups of people that have 90-95% of the world's nuclear weapons. But of course, that was undermined as President Trump went to meet with Vladimir Putin by Rod Rosenstein, by all the little cheerleaders on the left. Remember the social media accounts of friends of my wife from New York who she no longer wants to see. Not even wants to see these people. She doesn't want to see what they're posting on Facebook. But they were just, oh, look at this. He's going to meet with his puppet master and all this kind of stuff. And you had the phony indictments put out by Rod Rosenstein while President Trump was in the plane on his way to meet with the leader of Russia, so that we could escalate the Cold War for the military-industrial complex, for the CIA, for the NSA's job security, right? Not only shutting down our election, but these dark, dirty spies like John Brennan, James Clapper, playing Russian roulette with our lives, with the lives of the Russian people as well. And so this guy, Brian McDonnell, Irish journalist in Russia, he said, last summer I was in one hostelry with a South African farmer who was visiting the region. He said, naturally, we spoke in English. This seemed to upset three drunken locals who, in Russian, were loudly exchanging anti-American slurs. Eventually, the largest and the scariest of the trio broke into English to shout, Yankee, go home. To which I swiftly replied, I was Irish. Suddenly, he ran over, bear hugged me, and shouted at the top of his voice, Conor McGregor! He says, it wasn't always like this. When I moved to Russia 9 years ago, Americans were very popular here, and Russians knew very little of my homeland of Ireland, most wrongly seeing it as an extension of the United Kingdom. He said, if I had had a dollar in the early part of the decade for every Russian who had expressed a desire to visit the U.S., I would easily have had enough to fund return tickets there myself, plus a few weeks in a decent hotel. However, times have changed. Admiration and curiosity towards the U.S. has been replaced with disappointment, hostility, and often anger. Now, we're a long way from Gorbachev advertising Pizza Hut. They are wide awake. They understand the danger of war. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, we've gone from a situation right after President Trump was elected, Russian people changing the name of a street in their town from Godless Street to Trump Street. But now that has been poisoned. by the deep state, by the military-industrial complex, by the Democrats, by CNN, MSNBC. And why? Why? To shut down and to overthrow our election. That was the purpose. And President Trump, I'm afraid, is now still being, you know, he's not only still obsessed with that, needs to move on and accomplish what he said he was going to do to become president. He needs to protect our border. He needs to stop the foreign wars. He needs to stop escalating the tension between the different countries. And it may be too late. You know, you poke somebody long enough and they believe that you're serious about it. Or they also understand that maybe President Trump is not in charge. Maybe the people who are really in charge are the people who took over after Brennan and Clapper left, their successors. Maybe the real government in this country is the CIA and the NSA and the FBI and the Department of Justice. Maybe those crooks are the real government. Maybe the president is just a placeholder there. Putin essentially said that was the position that he was in, and alluding to the fact that he thought that that was the position that President Trump was in. But you have to ask yourself, after all of this, do they really do what President Trump says? Or can we have what the office of the presidency has given to it, its authority under the Constitution, and the powers that the president has to, for example, protect our borders, as if the Defense Department was about that. Can that just be shut down by a single judge anywhere? Evidently it can. Evidently it can. So I would say then that the establishment, the Washington, that the bureaucrats, the judicial system, the military-industrial complex, they are the ones who maybe still are in charge. And maybe the Russians really understand that. Michael Tracy, writing in the New York Daily News, essentially saying the same thing. Never forget the Trump-Russia moral panic. By fear-mongering, far beyond the evidence, the media and the politicians did a huge disservice to the public. Yes, they have. Citizens, he said, ought to hold their elected representatives accountable. But again, the single most common focus in all of these events is still Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, we were, he says, I'll never forget the sight of citizens waving homemade placards featuring bizarre Soviet-themed iconography, signs that put out that Trump and Putin were not just comrades, but homosexual lovers. People shouting Slavic-sounding words with derisive abandon. Treason, again, was very frequently the prevailing theme here. Speaking of these people, I became absolutely convinced that they were sincere in their belief, and I believe that they were. I think they still are so embedded in this. The rank-and-file Democrats have bought into this so deeply and for so long, they can't pull themselves back from this madness. And the people like Adam Schiff, and the people like Brian Stelter and CNN and Zucker, they continue to push this because they know that without it, their ratings are not only going to collapse, but so are their profits and their influence. And get ready with clip number 7 here in just a second. And anyway, that's Michael Tracy, who I think has been fair in all this. So, you know, when you look at what's going on with the people in Russia, when you look at the insanity in America, people don't even understand how dangerous a nuclear exchange would be. Now, President Trump needs to pull back the power of these people. He needs to shut down the source of their power, which is their censorship. But I don't know if that's going to happen. He's hinting that he's going to do something about this. He's hinting that it would be treason. But will he do anything about it? Here's what President Trump had to say about this being treason if it was done to President Obama.
They're going to leave it to Lindsey Graham. He's head of Judiciary and Senate and a very, very good guy and a very smart guy. And, you know, I'm just going to let them do whatever they want to do. And I would imagine they don't like what they see, to put it mildly, but you'd have to ask them. I think it's much more appropriate. I purposely didn't want to involve myself in this whole thing. I wanted to let other people do it, and I wish it didn't take so long. You know, we're talking about really longer than, if you think about it, longer than Mueller. It was many months before that Strzok and Page were talking about the insurance policy, right? An insurance policy, just in case Hillary Clinton lost. They wanted an insurance policy against me. And what we were playing out until just recently was the insurance policy. They wanted to do a subversion. It was treason. It was really treason. If the Republican Party had done this to the Democrats, if we had done this to President Obama, you'd have 100 people in jail right now and it would be treason. It would be considered treason and they'd be in jail for the rest of their lives. But it worked out the other way, and it's really a horrible situation.
Yeah, it is treason. We know it was treason. We can see that it was treason. And President Trump, the buck stops with you. And these people at the Department of Justice work for you. I know you want to play it back and you know, wait this out. But it's taken a great deal of time, a great deal of your energy. It's wasted more than 2 years of the American people. You're going back and talking about things that happened even before the election, the insurance policy and so forth. But as I pointed out yesterday, the Department of Justice, some people inside the Department of Justice have released the fact that going back to August at the time that they were shutting down InfoWars and Alex Jones, going back to August, the Mueller investigation team had already concluded that there was no collusion. Their internal documents said that, but they kept leaving that there to run that through, to use that for the election, to continue to use it up to this point. At which point do we get busy with the people's business and put these people in jail? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking about the aftermath of the Red Scare. It's so interesting how the color red has always been used by the communists, self-referential. The communists and socialists have always embraced that. The Red Brigades, the Khmer Rouge, the Russian and Chinese communists. But of course, our mainstream media geniuses of branding and labeling decided that they would call conservative Americans here in the United States, so call us red, inoculate themselves from that connection as they ran as hard as they could into the arms of the of socialism and communism. But we have now Beto O'Rourke, or actually Beta, the Beta male of the Democrat Party. He doesn't seem to be able to take a stand about anything, except that he still believes in the Russia Gate stuff. He says, beyond a shadow of a doubt, in his little mind, there was Russian collusion. Even though we spent millions of dollars, we had an army of Washington lawyers who investigated this. No, he's still not convinced. Nothing will ever convince this guy because it's to his political advantage. Here's what Beto O'Rourke has to say about Russian collusion.
I'll tell you what I see from my perspective. You have a president who, in my opinion, beyond the shadow of a doubt, sought to, however ham-handedly, collude with the Russian government, a foreign power, to undermine and influence our elections. The sanctity of the ballot box, the ability for each and every single one of us to make informed decisions about those who seek to represent us and hold positions of public trust. It is beyond the shadow of a doubt that once in office, President of the United States sought to obstruct justice first by firing the principal investigator into what had happened in the 2016 election, and then, in the light of day, tweeting at his attorney general to stop the Russia investigation. If that is not enough, do not take my word for it. Take conservative.
Okay, let's just stop that. I can't take any more of this guy. And he's speaking in a basketball stadium, so it's so echoey. And he's speaking to maybe 100, 150 people in a basketball stadium. That's one of his biggest crowds, folks. And he's saying, without a doubt, there was collusion. Because look at this. He had him shut down the principal investigator. No, no, he didn't fire the principal investigator. He fired James Comey, that the Democrats had been calling for him to be fired prior to that. Said, how dare him release this stuff just before the election about Hillary Clinton? Yet he walked it back within a day or so. What he was doing was he was trying to inoculate her. And they were too stupid to see it. He had talked about how she was too big to jail, too big to prosecute. He had jumped into that election with both feet. He was not the principal investigator. The principal investigator was Mueller, and of course he doesn't want to look at that. And he's using that language there, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Where does that come from, Beto? Well, you know, that's what the standard is for a conviction. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's what you tell a jury after they've heard the evidence, after there's been a trial. See, we didn't even according to Mueller, none of this even rose to the level of an indictment against Trump or anybody associated with him for collusion. There was nothing that even rose to the level of an indictment, and you don't need evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt for an indictment. You can indict a ham sandwich because you don't have any opposition to that. You're just out there trying to go to a grand jury. You present some evidence, one side of the evidence to them, and there's no argument against that, not like in a trial. And you're just really trying to see if you've got a case, a little bit of a case there that might, you know, how's it going to play before the grand jury? And so it doesn't take anything to indict somebody. It certainly isn't beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you go to trial, then you've got somebody arguing the other side and examining the evidence with a critical eye. And then the standard is that the jury, after you've had an indictment, after you've had a trial where both sides are argued, then the jury has to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, agree that a crime has been committed. And yet, Beto is applying the standard at the very beginning, even before an indictment. And there was not sufficient evidence for the indictment, lying about the fact that the investigation had been shut down. It's absolutely amazing. You know, Trump said that this ought to be shut down. Yeah, that's his opinion. Just like this is your opinion that's beyond a shadow of a doubt. But it didn't get shut down. The whole thing ran. I would have probably taken the bait. I would have shut the stupid thing down 2 years ago. Or I would have just ignored it. I wouldn't have tweeted about it. I just would have ignored it and done the right stuff. But I hope we can move beyond this now and move beyond this ridiculous partisan politics, because if they keep throwing this kind of garbage at President Trump and keep getting him to defend himself when there's no reason for him to defend himself, then he's not going to get anything done at the border or these other very essential issues. And they're going to continue to set the world on fire with foreign wars, with restarting the Cold War and all this other stuff they've been able to accomplish under cover of this. They'll be able to keep talking about these other issues while they pad the Congress and the Electoral College with their census questions. And guess who they're going to have conducting the census? The same companies that have been conducting the censorship on social media and elsewhere. Let's play one more clip and then we'll move on. Rand Paul saying that Brennan internally pushed the Steele dossier. Yeah, he was at the very center of it, but now he's saying, well, I thought there was more there than there really was. No, he was the ring leader of this stuff. He was the mafia leader of this. Let's go to what Rand Paul had to say. Video clip number 9.
Well, my source tells me that the intelligence community, Obama's intelligence community, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, they were frustrated because they had this Russian dossier, but nobody believed it was real. It wasn't verifiable. They couldn't get anything of it. So they sent spies into the Trump campaign. They tried to entrap Trump officials to admit they were working with Russia. That wasn't working. And so they were frustrated, but they wanted to somehow get this information out, this Russian dossier, that even the media wasn't publishing. Nobody would publish it because it was so scandalous, unverifiable, and likely fiction. So finally they decided, well, what we have to do is attach this dossier, this fake dossier, to an intelligence report. So the president receives these intelligence reports, and they're given directly to the president. Well, what they do is they staple to the report the Russian dossier. So now Obama's officially seeing it, and then also it's given to Trump at this point. But realize that this is a big circle. They'd had the dossier for months and months. So when John McCain is given the dossier, it's given to him by people who may have leaked it from our government to John McCain, so John McCain can give it back to the FBI. I mean, it's a crazy circle, all trying to justify something that wasn't true, but extraordinary power of these people and extraordinary corruption. And they almost brought, you know, they tried to bring down a sitting president. This shouldn't happen to anybody. And when President Trump spoke to us this week, he said he doesn't want it to happen to any future presidents, Republican or Democrat, that the intelligence agencies use all of their power of surveillance to actually try to bring down a sitting president.
Well, it's time to put some new rules on these people. Remember, we got the FISA court because the CIA and the NSA and the FBI were already spying without warrants on American citizens. And don't forget that that big circular loop there that he was describing also included foreign governments. You had the London Langley axis, the CIA working with the British intelligence. You also had them using the compliant press. Oh, let's not just give this information to President Obama. Let's leak it to the press. Then we'll take the press report and we'll use that you know, the information we just leaked to them, we'll take it to the FISA court and we'll use that to get a search. It's a, that thing was a mess. A lot of people need to go to jail. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com. So hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there's an interesting article that's up on the Drudge Report from the Wall Street Journal. The title is Deus Ex Machina, or actually, I, that's pronounced correctly, What it is a Latin phrase, God from the machine. Religions using robots to connect with the public. You know, I have, when at the very beginning of computers rising, I've talked about how, and it was also reflected in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You know, deep thought. This magnificent computer, right? This brain the size of a planet or whatever. And everybody lets this gigantic computer crank for eons, asking it what the meaning of life is. And it comes back with the number 42. So then they build a bigger computer to try to interpret that. And that was Douglas Adams' way of making fun of the tendency of people to essentially worship these machines that they create. You know, they really are like little idols that we create. Unlike the idols that ancient civilizations used to create, these things can actually kind of talk to us in a way. And that makes us think that they are intelligent when they regurgitate what we want them to say. And so you've got a guy that's actually embracing this. He has created this little robot that is just under 17 inches tall. He calls it Santo. As in sanctified or something, I guess. It resembles those small figurines of saints, often found in Catholic homes. Except it's got a computer, a microphone, sensors, and facial recognition enabled camera. So, you know, it kind of, in a way, sees and speaks, unlike the dumb and blind pieces of stone and metal that people have created in the past. As he touches and speaks to it, its deep echoing voice responds with a quote from the Bible. Bow down and worship. But I have seen people literally do this to computer models of any sort. That's why I'm not so impressed with the computer models about climate change. It's like, okay, well, you know, show me the data and let's give this some time and let's see if this prediction actually comes true. Or if your little God from the machine is actually a false prophet. I want to see the data. I want to see the predictions come true to see if your model is any good. And I'm not overly impressed by printouts. You know, anybody in the computer business, going back to the old, it's like garbage in, garbage out. But I have also seen people who should know better, people who are engineers, scientists. Oh, look, I got a printout. Look, look, you know, never going back. Don't look at the model. Ignore the fact that I programmed this thing. No. I've got a computer printout here. It's like, so what? And now they're actually trying to formally introduce this as a religious device. I mean, again, I've seen people in a secular way worship the output of these things. This kind of ties in also to the articles we've seen from Zero Hedge. This is also on the Drudge Report a day or so ago. Sick of human politicians? Well, a quarter of Europeans prefer AI government. So they've asked these people, would you rather have artificial intelligence, computers to take the place of politicians, to take the place of judges in courts? Oh, yes, I would trust the objectivity and the wisdom of a machine more than I would the person. And yet the reality is, and we can certainly see it in the censorship of the internet, we can see how biased these bots, these programs, these algorithms can be. It's just another one of these aspects of falling down and worshiping this so-called intelligent machine. And it's always been the case. It's just amazing to me. There's something about us that we want to worship these idols, and you know, because there is some quasi appearance of intelligence in these machines, we want to bow down and worship them. And so I think this is along the same lines. We have the U.S. Census now is going to enlist the help of the big companies that have been censoring everybody to conduct the census. The U.S. Census Bureau, reports Reuters, has asked the tech giants Google, Facebook, and Twitter to help it fend off fake news campaigns. Oh, yeah, they're just the people to turn to, aren't they? Especially when it is something as important as the census. And I think this is the key thing here. People don't understand how important the census is for allocating political power and representation. And if you allow these fake corporate giants who have been the velvet glove of DARPA, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, these deep state people, they have used them to be censors. They have used them to manipulate public opinion, and now they're going to use them to manipulate the census. And we should just bow down because they are so smart, and their programs and their algorithms and their bots are so smart, we should just let them do it. They said the sources that they talked to, Reuters had talked to, had said that, and of course they asked not to be named. You know, these are always anonymous sources, but this is Reuters and the establishment press out there working with their allies at Google, which is not a search engine. It is not a search engine. Facebook and Twitter are not social media. They are anti-social media, but they're going to work with them to shut down fake news. They said, the sources who asked not to be named said evidence includes increased chatter on platforms like 4chan by domestic and foreign networks keen to undermine the service. So there you go. 4chan. 4chan is going to undermine the survey. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. They're probably, yeah. So-called fake news strategies can take myriad forms. We've got to worry about this because these people are the cyber experts in terms of shutting down any fake news and any hate. And we can turn to them because these are the same people, Google, who have effectively erased Alex Jones from the internet. They've erased the co-founder of Greenpeace after he criticized their climate change propaganda. We've had Mark Morano point out many times he had a very good, this is Patrick Moore, the pictures of him as one of the founders of the environmentalist movement are gone, right? Because in the same way, I tweeted out this morning what I had said on the program yesterday about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to back down on this. We care about children who are drinking lead in the water, and we care about climate change. It's like, no, those are two different things. This guy who founded Greenpeace was concerned about pollution. And AOC, when her climate change story, her narrative collapses, and she's running for cover after her own party turns against her on this Green New Deal nonsense, she turns to pollution and said, oh, nice pivot to move away from your failed climate change narrative to pollution, which people do care about. And then ignoring the fact that the pollution that happened in Flint, Michigan that she talks about actually happened under the watchful eye and protective hand of government, and not just that, but Democrat government there in Flint, Michigan, who did nothing. Federal government under Obama that did nothing to protect those people. Yeah, you want to protect yourself? Get your own water filter, because the government is not going to protect you. They put stuff in the water, and if you talk about that, you get shut down, like Natural News, right? Mike Adams talks about fluoride in the water. They shut him down. They don't want you to hear that, let alone do anything about it. So these are the people who are censoring individuals who are now going to count the foreign citizens amongst our midst and honestly report that to us so that we can determine how many votes California gets and New York gets. You really trust those people? The people who make people disappear? And then they're going to count these non-citizens in the census? The censors counting the census. Yeah, they are. Just take a look at what Twitter did. There's a Tesla critic who posted Tesla-related deaths. This is factual. Twitter suspended him after people complained about it. They eventually restated him, but they restated him and took away the thousands of followers that he had. That's how honest they are. And you've got now HUD under Ben Carson saying that Facebook is guilty of housing discrimination. Well, why not? They have discriminated in every other way. I agree with that. But let's talk about how they discriminate against the First Amendment. Come on. Let's get serious about this. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sport performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health.
Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Charging Facebook with discriminatory housing advertising practices. This is a civil complaint filed by HUD. And of course, Ben Carson is the director of HUD. Until recently, Facebook had targeted advertising policies that allowed employers and landlords to limit their audience on the basis of race, ethnicity, or gender. Facebook settled a lawsuit with the ACLU over the practice last week. And they say they have now changed their system, so they won't do that anymore. But HUD is asking for unspecified monetary damages and the maximum civil penalty against Facebook because they did it. Even though they settled with the ACLU, they need to settle with the government for violating the law. Now, question is, you know, again, they violated this law, and they're, you know, but they've also not only discriminated against people on the basis of race, ethnicity, gender, but basically they're also discriminated and shut down the First Amendment. Discriminated against people on the basis of their political beliefs.
and their speech without justification. And we've already had a ruling on that as well. You know, they had a ruling on this lawsuit with the ACLU, and now the HUD, and now HUD has moved in there. Why doesn't the Department of Justice move in? We had a ruling decades ago, 1946, as a matter of fact, that even though the public square is privately owned, all those people say, hey, this is just a private company. Yeah, they're a private company whose model is the public square, and they've admitted that. And they have quasi-monopolistic powers in here. And we've already had 1946 Supreme Court decision, Marsh versus Alabama. So let's enforce that, just like you've got HUD coming in with a settled lawsuit with ACLU. But they're still up to it. You know, Facebook is still banning pro-white groups. Any discussions about that? And they will be the ones who decide whether or not you are a white nationalist or whether or not you are a white separatist. Remember, we had those charges labeled against everybody in the Trump administration. Oh, they're white nationalists. Why? Well, because the Southern Poverty Law Center or Facebook or Google says so. You remember, they labeled the GOP. The California GOP was labeled by Google as a Nazi organization. Literally, you could pull it up. You could see it there. You know, Nazi philosophy and so forth. And that stayed there weeks before the election. Then they came back and said, oh, well, you know, it's not our fault. We got that from Wikipedia. And now there's been this, you know, just punt it to Wikipedia. Of course, I don't believe anything that Wikipedia has. Is Google that foolish that they believe Wikipedia, or are they just using them as a beard, just like they did Southern Poverty Law Center? You have to go to Wikipedia and you look up InfoWars, I guess. I haven't done it recently, but I think it's about 6 months ago. I looked at it. You wouldn't even know that I work for InfoWars. I'm not even, well, I am listed as an occasional guest host. I was like the last one on the list. They had people who have never guest hosted for Alex that were on the list before. Never. And before me. So, you know, Wikipedia is there for people who want to pay someone to write stuff about them. And of course, you know, if you were somebody that they don't like InfoWars or Alex Jones, they're going to be, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. If it's really important to you, you have to pay a lot of money to keep somebody constantly changing it because other people are going to change it back. It's just lies. So why would you believe anything about Wikipedia? Every time I look up something that I have firsthand knowledge about, like my life, my work, events that I covered as a journalist, it's a total pack of lies. It's just like a collective opinion of people who skew in a particular direction. It's kind of like going to a group of Democrats on Twitter and asking them what they think about Russiagate. Well, you know, you're gonna get a pack of lies. So that's what you get at Wikipedia. Google knows that. Google used that as an excuse to say, that's why we called the GOP Nazis. And now they're going to go out there. Facebook is going to ban so-called pro-white groups, pro-white nationalists. But of course, they're not going to ban black nationalism or black separatism. You know, Louis Farrakhan is going to be allowed to be up there, right? No problem. No strikes against him. He's fine. You know, he's not racist or hateful or whatever, right? If you put up something that says it's okay to be white, oh, you are a white racist nationalist. You'll be banned by Facebook for that. And yet look at what is really going on. This is the story that was up on the Drudge Report, Savannah, Georgia. Only black reporters allowed in a Georgia mayoral race event in Savannah, Georgia. This was a meeting coordinated to garner support for just one black candidate in Savannah's mayoral election. They put signs on the door. You can see those signs right there on the screen. Black press only. On the doors of the church where the meeting was held. White reporters were barred from entry, while black reporters for at least two TV stations were permitted inside. An alderman there in Savannah by the name of Estella Shabazz, who also attended, said that she had once owned a newspaper and she was a member of the black press, but she declined to comment on the policy barring white reporters from going inside. Of course, all the people who went inside to this meeting, they either said, well, it's not my policy. I'm just going in here to speak. Or they wouldn't comment on it like this woman did. And, of course, they shut down video and audio recordings from the inside. They prohibited that during the event. See, this is the way these people operate. This is the way the left operates, the socialists, the real racists out there as well. Shouldn't we be concerned about all kinds of racism? About all kinds of hate? No, we're only concerned about certain types of racism, certain types of hate, certain types of censorship.
As WND points out, a Muslim political leader has now set some speech rules for us. This is a guy who is a board member at the Dar al-Hiraj Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia. They have exhibited Muslim Brotherhood sympathies. He is also president of the Muslim American Society. And he says that anyone who uses words such as hate kills or violent jihad is Islamophobic. So if you say hate kills, he thinks that you're talking about Islam. Probably are. Here's some of the terms that you cannot use. The following terms, he demanded. He said, anyone who uses the following terms is Islamophobic and must stop their hate. And we will use the big tech censors and CNN and Brian Stelter to shut them down. We use Oliver Darcy. You know, because when they had their Facebook and their censorship hearings after Alex Jones had been shut down, Alex Jones wasn't invited in to speak. You might as well have had Marco Rubio put a sign up. InfoWars not allowed, CNN only. Because that's what Twitter did after the fact. Oliver Darcy, who spent his previous year trying to get InfoWars taken off of social media, trying to get a shutdown entirely. When Alex Jones confronted him, he just, just passive-aggressive, wouldn't say anything. And so then Twitter shuts Alex down for confronting him when the guy wouldn't stand up for what he had done, the little weasel. Anyway. Anyone who uses the following terms is Islamophobic and must stop their hate, or they must be stopped. Here's the terms. If you say Islamic terrorism, you must be Islamophobic. If you say Islamist terrorism, you must be Islamophobic. If you say Islamic violence or jihadist or violent jihadist or violent jihadism, you must be Islamophobic. As a matter of fact, General McMaster, when he came in to replace General Flynn, who was rigged out of office, had his life ruined by these same people who gave us the Russian hoax. He came in and said, you're not going to use the term jihadi or any of that stuff, right? I mean, he basically sounded like this guy who was president of the Muslim American Society. That was McMaster. I think a bigger problem for President Trump than this Russian hoax has been the people that he has chosen for his administration. They have been hoaxers themselves. People like McMaster, who sounds exactly like this guy. Anyone using those terms, says this guy, Isam Omayish, is Islamophobic. And other terms that he would include. If you say the term Muslim terrorist or Islamic extremist or Islamic extremist or Islam is not a religion or Islam is a violent ideology. If you say Islam hates us, if you say radical Islam, you can't even say radical Islam. That is Islamophobic. And if you say ban Sharia law, you will be shut down for being Islamophobic. That is hate speech, according to this guy. Maybe that's why, and it's not even a race issue, why nobody in the U.S. will report about what's going on in Nigeria. As I said before, 6,000 people killed last year. Muslims against Christians. It's all black versus black, but it's violent jihadism, Muslim terrorists, Islamic extremists, Islamic ideology that is killing those people. And in just the last couple of weeks, we've had another 120 Christians killed. Can't talk about that. That would make you racist, hateful, banned on social media and elsewhere. Folks, if you want to keep InfoWars broadcasting, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have discounts 50, 55%, 60% off. On all of our InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. It's not going to last much longer at these prices. It is a win-win situation, and we hope that you will be our sponsor. You've stood with us so far.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.